Hey there, we're Jason and Tony. This is our podcast. It's called In Case You Missed It. In case you missed it, we talked about Valentine's Day for guys. When you go into a store, and ladies, I'm sure you've at least noticed this, especially around Valentine's Day, the Valentine's aisle is pink. It's for the ladies. Valentine's Day is for the ladies.
Cardboard hearts.
Right. There's not, you know, you don't go into a store and there's, you know, hey, here's an aisle of man stuff for Valentine's Day. That doesn't exist. Boston Market, it's a restaurant, they are selling bouquets of baby back ribs.
Now you got it.
Now we're talking. 30 bucks, 12 ribs wrapped up like a bouquet.
Baby back.
That is some rib romance there for you. My goodness.
You can taste the love all over that.
Great idea. More people need to be doing this.
Manentine's Day. Yeah. If they can do a bouquet of baby back ribs, they could do a bouquet of bungee cords.
Man, wouldn't that be great, fellas?
Right there at the
A bungee
front door
cord
there,
bouquet?
Harbor Freight.
She does love me.
Look. All right. Well, hey, you could say it with diamonds, but instead say it with a diamond-plated skill saw blade. Huh, ladies?
They last a long time, too.
Possibly a romantic router. Or just the gift of silence from his man cave.
That's cheap, too.
Silence.
Some ideas for Manentine's Day if you plan on celebrating. The way technology is now, Tony, you can record music just about anywhere, I guess.
Ain't it amazing?
In Washington State, the police there, they stopped a semi-truck. He was speeding. Then the driver got arrested for suspicion of DUI and drugs because they found meth in his cab. And that's all bad. But let's talk. The meat of the story here is the trooper found out that the driver had turned his semi-truck into a recording studio, producing and recording music while driving down the highway.
Oh, my gosh.
He even had a drop-down mic from the ceiling of his cab.
Wow. He wasn't just trucking. He was laying down
the
beat,
he was laying down some tracks. You know, I figure after 10 songs, you're going to run out of rhymes with truck. Yeah. I mean, there's only so many words until so yeah.
I think the better question is, what should we name this man?
The Marshall Trucker Band. Your spouse is cheating on you. But not in the way you think.
No. Let's talk about infidelity among you married people.
All right.
Well, I've got a story here that's kind of a game changer.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently the married people aren't as faithful as they say they are.
What do you mean?
55% of married people are having affairs with food.
Food. With food?
Yeah, food.
Like hiding it from their spouse that they're eating food?
Yes, 71% say they sometimes secretly make unhealthy food choices, hide food behind their partner's back.
Really?
Right there it is, 55% hidden food from their partner somewhere in their house.
Well, that's just not being truthful, is it?
So why is there spaghetti in the junk drawer?
Well, whose spaghetti is this?
Yeah. Mister, it's time you explained yourself.
I saw a picture on your phone. Is that Five Guys?
And then little Debbie there with him? Oh, man.
Yeah, you never want to get caught with a bunch of ho-hos, that's for sure. Tony had a suggestion in the suggestion box this morning.
Hope they listen. Dear makers of Necco Wafers Valentine's Hearts, we heard y'all just bought the Message Hearts Factory and the message printer is broken and won't be printing messages y'all's first year. This may sound dumb, but reckon y'all should have looked at that before buying the Message Hearts Factory? It's kind of late for that suggestion, huh? The pyramid people used to carve their words and stuff, but carving I like you in a million pieces of candy, that's sure a lot of carving, huh? I've never ate Sharpie marker ink, but I bet in small amounts it probably wouldn't kill you. Any ink has to be better than that fancy broken printer that came with y'all's printing hearts factory, huh? I bet M&M's buys factories all the time with no ability to print M's on them. Just kidding. I bet M&M's has an oh yeah, check the printer guy. There's a pretty good suggestion. An ad that says, wanted, a check the printer guy. Your biggest responsibility may be checking the printer. Just a suggestion. And try not to let all the relationships that y'all destroyed this year keep y'all up at night. Love, Tony.
Here's today's word of the day.
Sort of porky.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is the day of the year a man cuts a pork chop in the shape of a heart to give it to the woman he loves. Valentine's Day.
Last Tony's word of the day.
This is the best country lyric never written.
Sing with me.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
He couldn't slow down. The wreck was devastating. You should never eat beans before roller skating.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's Real Good. I love this. This dad is just awesome. He took his kids seriously. Didn't laugh this off. There's a little boy named Carter. Mm-hmm. He had a birthday about a week ago. And doesn't say how old he turned. Nine, ten. But he had a weird request for his birthday. He wanted to be picked up at school by Jason, the villain from Friday the 13th.
Whoa, that is a weird request.
It doesn't sound like he's being bullied or needed protection, or he just loves horror movies and loves Friday the 13th. So his dad got in touch with a special effects guy who agreed to dress up as Jason.
Cool.
Carter's dad checked with the school first, and they didn't want Jason to actually approach the building because, obvious reasons.
Yeah.
So he met Carter around the corner, and his costume was real solid. I mean, the pictures are awesome.
Just like Jason.
So you can probably find the pictures online somewhere. Carter's dad says he freaked out and won't stop talking about it. I love this story. This is dad going the extra mile for his kid. I just think that's awesome. So to Carter's dad, you are real good. That does it for the podcast today. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to share and subscribe. We would appreciate it. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been In Case You Missed It.